The Israeli police will tomorrow begin distributing a new guide to help civilians spot suicide bombers. A pamphlet urges Israelis, among other things, to watch out for anyone who seems out of place or who is wearing a coat in warm weather. Police officials say a more alert public could save lives. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Terror. Only together can we stop it. That's the bold headline of the 6-page pamphlet. The cover shows a woman's wide-open eyes superimposed on a bright red background. There's also a picture of the carnage of a suicide bus bombing seen through crossed red and black rifle sights. The pamphlet urges civilians to watch for suspicious behavior. Look for anyone who is tense, nervous, or sweating, it says. Anyone walking slowly while looking around, or conversely, anyone walking too fast could be an attacker. Look for electric wires protruding from a bag or from someone's pocket, the pamphlet says. If you see anything suspicious, call the police immediately. Police Major General Esther Dominicini, who prepared the pamphlet, says that alert citizens have prevented dozens of possible attacks.
We think that the public is a strategic component in the fight against terror, and it's about time to prepare the public and to arouse its awareness. It's like a kind of, I would say, a counter-terrorism, a practice by those who are the primary targets of terrorism.
Most Israelis have done compulsory military service, and tens of thousands, especially those who live in the occupied territories, carry personal weapons. Dominicini says almost 70,000 Israelis, men and women, volunteer for the Civil Guard. They're trained to shoot, given weapons, and sent out on neighborhood patrols. For years, Israelis have been trained to keep an eye out for suspicious objects. Each week, special sapper robots blow up dozens of knapsacks, bags of groceries, or candy boxes left lying around. Now, police officials want that vigilance directed towards people. The pamphlet has color photos of suicide bomber belts and knapsacks with protruding wires. It warns that a car with its trunk too close to the ground could be carrying a bomb. Dominicini says the pamphlet will be distributed free at police stations, community centers, post offices, and schools. It's being issued just before Israeli children return to school next week, a time when parents are especially nervous. Dominicini says she hopes the pamphlet will have a psychological benefit.
You reduce anxiety when a person is prepared, and it's better to know what to do and what to think and not just to be in the feeling of helplessness and there is nothing to be done.
But Donnie Brome, the director of the trauma center at Herzog Hospital in Jerusalem, disagrees. He says the pamphlet could make people more nervous.
You don't want people walking around all the time and looking all the time for a suicide bomb because that increases anxiety and it'll make it difficult for people to function.
Police officials say they know this could happen. But they say the chance of saving lives takes precedence. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.